This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court entered into the nation's culture wars. It agreed to hear two cases that test whether it is an unconstitutional endorsement of religion to erect monuments to the Ten Commandments on public property. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us in the studio. Nina, of course, this is not a new issue. It seems like we read about these cases in the lower courts all the time.
You do. For decades, these cases have lurked around, producing conflicting results. But the Supreme Court has generally stayed away from the issue, having ruled on it in one context before. So today's decision to hear these cases is something of a surprise.
How and when has the court ruled on this?
In 1980, the court ruled that posting the Ten Commandments in a schoolroom was prohibited by the Constitution in the same way that school prayer is prohibited, that it endorses religion, and in the context of school children, it's a particularly powerful endorsement. But the court has not directly ruled on the Ten Commandments question outside of the school context.
Has the court ever addressed the issue, then, even indirectly?
Well, when the court declines to hear a case, that decision in itself has, well, I guess you should say hints. And the court many times has declined to hear these Ten Commandments cases. 3 years ago, though, in a case from Elkhart, Indiana, involving a Ten Commandments monument in front of the municipal building, Chief Justice Rehnquist, joined by Justices Scalia and Thomas, dissented from the decision not to hear the case and said, in effect, that it's quite different to have the Ten Commandments in front of the municipal building as opposed to a schoolroom where impressionable children are required to go each day.
So what's changed? Why has the court now decided to wade into these waters?
Well, for starters, it only takes the votes of four justices to grant review of a case. And in this case, the court had before it two conflicting lower court decisions. One of the things the Supreme Court is supposed to do is resolve issues in which the lower appeals courts have reached conflicting results. It may also be that there now are five clear votes to allow the Ten Commandments on public property.
And it should be noted that the two cases that the court accepted are from Texas and Kentucky.
Right. The Texas case involves a 6-foot-high granite monument to the Ten Commandments on the state capitol grounds. It was donated by the Fraternal Order of Eagles in 1961. It contains the text of the commandments and symbols of Christianity and Judaism. Other similar monuments were donated by the same group across the country in the 50s and 60s, and these have been the subject of multiple court fights since then. In this case, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the monument in the context of other monuments on the Capitol grounds is not an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. But in the case from Kentucky involving framed copies of the Ten Commandments in county courtrooms, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that such public displays on public property are unconstitutional.
Well, speaking of context, last week the Supreme Court declined to hear a case involving a huge Ten Commandments monument that the former Chief Justice of Alabama had installed at the state Supreme Court. Why not hear that case, too?
Well, the likely reason is that the Chief Justice of Alabama was avowedly advancing religion and refused to obey court orders to remove the monument, which one suspects would be viewed by the justices of the United States Supreme Court as perhaps lawlessness.
It's always dangerous to go here, but any hints on how the court might rule on these cases once now that they're accepted?
Well, it'll probably be 5-4, perhaps with Justice O'Connor casting the deciding vote. In the past, she's indicated that much depends on context, whether there was a religious motive to the display of religious symbols, how it's displayed, whether other such symbols are displayed, whether a reasonable viewer would see it as an endorsement of religion. There was a creche case a number of years ago in which the court upheld the display of a creche, saying that there were also Santa and plastic reindeer around to show the general celebration of Christmas. And with tongue-in-cheek, that has been referred to as the plastic reindeer test.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.